We're all standing for the podcast. I don't know why I stand for the podcast. I'm normally sitting down. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. Now, this is episode 43.
Correct.
Yet, when I go on to... Now, you check this.
Uh-huh.
So, last week was 42. Have a look. It says 41 on Apple.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why is that?
Or maybe you miss one on Apple.
I don't know if it maybe counts one. Or maybe one's been deleted or one's been taken down or something.
Episode one count as zero?
Maybe
and then
that's
one
what it is.
One?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I don't,
it's
does,
very confusing.
It gets, because it has it next to it as well, so it'll say episode 42 and then the title 43.
Yeah.
It does get quite frustrating.
So is that not on Spotify, just on Apple?
No, they don't number them on Spotify.
All right.
Typical Apple. Always got to be different.
Yeah.
I like Apple.
Oh, you're an Apple.
I'm an Apple man. I'm a disciple of Apple.
I'm a big Apple fan. I've got a MacBook, an Apple Watch, an iPhone, but I don't like Apple Music. I'm a Spotify guy.
No, I think it's kind of ugly to look at. Spotify's sleek.
But the only reason I've got it is because you get the bundle. So you do Apple Fitness Plus.
Yeah, I've got that as well.
And so I've got a family bundle, which is like about 29.
Quid?
No, it's not as much as that.
30?
I think it's 30 quid, something like that.
Yeah.
And you get about 7 billion terabytes of space.
Yeah.
You get Apple Fitness, you get Apple News, you get Apple TV, and you get Apple Music all bundled in. So it's
all right. I use Apple TV, and I use the... That's it, Apple TV.
I feel like I'm missing out with Spotify a little bit because everybody raves about it.
I always send you Spotify links, and then I think, oh, you don't have that.
Yeah, it won't open.
Well,
so I just delete it.
You've never even got Spotify downloaded?
No. Can I? Without an account?
Yeah, you can get a free account. You just get the ads.
Oh, wow.
So between songs, it'll be like, oh.
I ain't lived.
And also, you can't skip unlimited. You can only skip a certain amount of songs.
Oh, right.
So if you skip 6 songs or something, then it's like you've
run out of skips. How much is Spotify?
$9.99, I think.
How much?
I've got a family one that's like $14.99, right. And that's up to 6 accounts.
Right.
It's actually cheaper in Australia, so my account's in Australia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and I just pay for
it. But you only get in excess in Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, we only get down under. It's weird.
On a loop.
Yeah.
It's not very good.
Spotify, investigate this.
Intern Gary, what are we doing on this week's Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast?
On this week, we have some mattress talk.
Mattress talk. Pillow talk?
You've heard pillow talk.
Mattress talk.
Mattress talk.
Yeah.
We have Rebecca's commute. We discussed that.
Oh,
Rebecca
right.
would like to...
Oh, yeah, my flight path.
I hope it's more entertaining than the actual commute itself.
I know, it's just me in the car.
And if this podcast is boring, then you might hear some snoring chat as well.
Oh, that's right, because your girlfriend, Georgia, recorded you snoring when you didn't think you were asleep, but you were asleep.
Yeah, I wasn't
You weren't even in bed.
No, I was lying in bed, but I was still listening to the TV. I swear I was not snoring. I did not go to sleep.
We're working this guy so hard, he fell asleep during his supper.
Yeah, face first into the fish and chips.
Where did supper come from?
I have no idea. You need to sit down. This is weird.
We're sitting down now because the podcast is about to start here on wherever you get your podcast.
Would you like to start the podcast, Rebecca?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Oh, I get to press the button?
You do.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
Big
what
button.
A slap.
Yeah.
She was so excited.
You want to do it again?
Please.
Oh. Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast, Season 2.
Season 2.
Who renewed this pish?
Pure Radio.
Hello, intern Gary.
Hi there, good morning.
So no Alana this week, but we have got Osgo, Rebecca. Is it nice to be here?
Yes, it's nice to be here.
You have to say that, I guess. The drive-in you could do without that.
I could do with the drive.
Then you picked a boyfriend who lives like in the middle of nowhere.
I know.
Miles away from civilization.
Picked a job that's miles away from my house.
Well, that's true. Yeah,
well, what came first, actually, the house or the boyfriend?
No, the job came first, so you should have known, you see.
Yeah, the job came
first. When you said, because you met in Edinburgh, didn't you?
Yes.
When he said, where do you live? Well, very close to the radio station, because then you did.
Uh-huh.
And then, where do you live? When he told you, you should have said, I don't know.
This isn't going to work.
Yeah. Just logistically.
I could fly from Prestwick Airport into Glasgow.
Yeah.
You actually could, yeah.
Yeah.
How long does it take you?
45.
But going back, sometimes over an hour.
Oh, if traffic's bad, over an hour.
One a night.
If anyone is listening that is quite environmentally friendly, don't worry, she doesn't actually fly from Prestwick to Glasgow on a daily basis.
But I would if I could.
Yeah. Here's our game called Somebody's At It. What do we call this
Legit
game?
Or
Legit
or
At It.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, legit or at it.
Who's at it?
Or is it who's at it?
Oh, I don't know.
Would I lie to you?
Anyway, would I lie to you?
Yeah, why are we using that? Oh, What a mess. Okay, so it just falls apart when Alana's not here. Don't tell her that, though. Don't tell her that.
What's that saying about me?
She'll love to hear that. Well, it says everything about you.
Right, okay. It says too much about me, if anything.
So anyway, here's how it works. The guys have got an item each in the studio. They're going to describe it. Chopper Michael, our listener, is going to come on and decide who's telling the truth or not. So one of you has the item. The other one is just making it up. Okay, Chopper Michael, hello.
Good morning, how are we?
Not bad at all. How are you?
I'm not bad. It's been a while. It's been a while. It's
been ages. I know, but you're back with us now, which is fantastic. So, intern Gary, we're going to start with you today.
Yes.
So you brought an item into the studio. Describe the item. And Chopper Michael, ask questions. Have a listen to intern Gary. Tell me if you think he's telling the truth or not.
Okay, I am a big Avicii fan, as we're all aware. So I've actually brought in something quite small and practical. I brought in an Avicii-branded guitar pick that I've got right here. Do I hear it?
Quite random.
That's a pen lid.
Don't know if you can hear it. It's not.
He's flicking the pointy bit of a pen lid.
It's, how am I supposed to describe
well,
the noise of a...
You can't make another...
I didn't bring a guitar.
You should have brought a guitar with
yeah.
you.
Right, here you go.
Do you actually play guitar?
I don't play. I've
so
got
why
a guitar.
Would you wouldn't.
I have a
have
guitar
that anyway,
but it's Avicii branded, so of course
he
I'm
is a big fan
it.
Of Avicii.
Yeah. Yeah,
I bought everything in that shop.
Okay, Chopper Michael, do you want to ask any questions about this apparent Avicii guitar plucker?
Well, I spent quite a bit of time with a band over weekend, so I'm a lead singer in a band, and I know
Chopper Michael can sing.
There we go.
Yeah.
So you know the sound.
On a guitar. But what I also know is Avicii doesn't play guitar. He's a DJ. So why would they have a Avicii brand?
Good point.
Mm-hmm. They're just trying to make money, you know. They're trying to make money. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Senseless tat.
Yeah.
Think as well. You know, like Wake Me Up. That's guitar. I'm sure he was in the studio when the guitar was being played.
Okay. So a branded guitar plectrum, as I think they call it.
Plectrum, I think, is the official name.
Plectrum.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right. So. That's you, intern Gary. Over to you, Ozzie Rebecca. What item have you brought into the studio today?
So, I've brought in an ultrasonic face scrubber. So, picture this. It kind of looks like a paint scraper, but it's electric. So, I'll just take the lid off. There we go. And I can turn it on.
Can't hear it.
It's actually gone flat.
Oh, convenient.
No, wait. You can. You
it's
can
a TV remote.
You can hear the button. Listen. There we go. Now it's on. Okay, it's on. See? So it's like buzzing away.
Hang on a minute. That's. you sure that's what you brought in?
Yes, that's what it is. And then you can like change the settings and stuff.
Can you hear that, Michael?
I can hear that beeping away, yeah.
Yeah, and it's great for your face. And yeah, that's what I have.
Okay, so a face scraper.
Yeah.
Any questions?
Face scraper? I haven't heard of one in my entire life. A face scraper.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're very
what
good.
What do you use it for?
So, like,
you're scraping her face.
Yeah. Yeah. You can, like, clean your face with it. Like, you're scooping
clean
out, like,
off,
scooping
yeah.
it.
Oh. Mm,
that doesn't sound real.
It's satisfying.
I'm not sure, but it sounds a little bit more legit than.
I don't know what other noises I can make with a. It's a guitar pick. I don't know what else to say.
Okay, well, make your mind up time, Chopper Michael. Who's at it? Who's telling the truth and who's at it?
This could be miles out, but I think intern Gary's at it.
You think intern Gary's at it?
It cost me 50, the equivalent of 50 pence in Swedish money, and they were sitting next to the countertop of the shop that I bought it in.
What?
Is that your final answer, Chopper Michael?
Yeah, go with that,
yeah.
Please.
So, yeah. Intern Gary, you're at it. Ozzie Rebecca?
Mm-hmm.
What have you got with you?
I have the ultrasonic face scrubber.
Yeah, well done, intern guy. That was terrible. Well done, Chopper Michael.
But I was given details like where I bought it, where it was sitting.
You didn't even know the name of it. I said plectrum. You go, oh, yeah that's
like
what it's
pick.
Called. Guitar pick.
I don't know. I don't refer to it as a plectrum often. It's a guitar pick.
I've got to tell you, that's a weird thing, though, that face scraper.
Hey, this is great.
Is it?
It's fun.
Put it on again.
It looks medieval.
You reckon?
It does look, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
There we are. Hold up to the microphone. Sounds dodgy to me.
Yeah. On a weekend.
Okay, well done, Chopper Michael. Congratulations. You get to use the face scraper this weekend. That's your prize.
Fabulous. Excellent.
All right. Good to have you back with us. Thanks for listening. Well done, Chopper Michael.
Have a good one, guys.
Sorted. There we are. That's a good game. I like that.
That was enjoyable, yeah.
Yeah. No, he was terrible.
No, but what else? How else? I've got a pen lid.
Maybe you need to choose something that can make more sounds, not What's it called? Plectrum.
A plectrum.
Yeah, but I thought if I keep it guitar simple, because if I was to something that has more sounds that I then can't create, people are going to go, But if I said it's just it's a wee bit of plastic.
Yeah. How's it going,
Rebecca? No one's disagree.
Blew you out the water
well,
there, mate.
Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you.
Good work.
All right.
Robin Galloway takes on a podcast, season two.
Hello, Aussie girl Rebecca.
Hi.
Who's with us this week? She's clutching a hot water bottle, a pink knitted woolly one.
Yes.
And have you squeezed the air out? I'm not going to lie to you. I've had a hot water bottle the last three nights.
Really?
Not during the day. That's just crazy. But yeah, at night.
It is cold. What's going on?
I don't know.
I've been sweating the last three nights.
What?
Yeah, like roasting. Last night it was far too hot.
Are you coming in for something?
My girlfriend doesn't open up the window, so her room is boiling. It's too hot.
I think girls like it really warm though, don't we?
Yeah.
And guys always say it's too hot, like when we have a shower. I like the water boiling.
Here's the question. What size of bed, you and your girlfriend?
Double.
Yeah, I know it's a double, but is it a king? Is it a super king?
Oh, no, just a normal double.
Oh, God.
That's a bit of a tight squeeze, isn't it?
I need a big bed as well.
Do you?
A super king at home, which
super
I love.
King.
Super
king.
Wow. Oh, it's huge. It's fantastic.
Jeez.
I don't even know I'm in the same bed as her.
Yeah,
I've been mattress shopping my girlfriend recently, and have you seen the price of some of them?
Oh, it's
talking
ridiculous.
Like £1,600 for a mattress.
Yeah.
Who's going to spend £1,600 on a mattress?
You use it every day, though.
But still £600.
Oh, they calculate it on you spend 35 years of your life in bed.
A third.
So
still not long enough.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Do you like the, is it, I know I call it a tempura, but it's not, because that's the stuff
batter.
That's the batter, isn't it?
Yep.
Oh, the tempura mattress.
Temper, is it?
I think it's temper.
Yeah,
maybe.
It makes you really angry.
Yes.
Yeah, the one that's supposed to mould to you.
Memory foam.
Memory foam thing, yeah. Do you like those?
No.
I've got one which I like. My girlfriend doesn't. She prefers some springs in it.
All right. So like the other night, we were in like a normal-sized bed at the hotel. And I'm like, what the hell is she doing? She's practically on me.
Who is this person?
I'm trying to sleep. If you've got the Pure Radio Scotland app, we love when you send us a little note of the voice, as I call them. Katie Mack is listening and has sent one through. I think this could be for you in turn.
Oh, lovely.
Katie, morning.
Good morning, my favourite three. How we all doing?
Yeah, not bad.
All good over here. Had a great weekend. Intern Gary.
Yes.
After your Eurovision song week that you done.
Gary version.
Who we were to pick. I was excited for the Eurovision.
Oh.
It was absolutely pish.
Oh.
Anyway, good morning.
Thanks, Katie Mack.
Let's not blame me for it. I did not have anything to do with the... If Pure Radio were to be the ones putting on Eurovision, how good would that have been?
Would it, though?
Yeah, if we were hosting it and running it, that'd have been great.
Be over in half an hour.
I think Liverpool did a fine job, but Glasgow would have done a better job.
Yeah. There was some wee bits I was thinking of. I don't know if you saw the middle bit where they have the voting going on, so they have some acts performing, and they'd done, like, previous Eurovision acts performing songs from Liverpool, which was all right, but I was thinking if they'd done that in Glasgow, what would they have chosen? What songs would they pick from Glasgow that could be remixed
the
into that?
The entire Amy McDonald back catalogue. Simple Minds.
Lewis Capaldi.
Oh, Lewis Capaldi. Pulling the Teenage. Never mind. We done a great job, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they'd probably morphed into Scottish bands and not just ones from Glasgow.
Yeah, they had You'll Never Walk Alone, and they had
half
Atomic
the audience
Kitten.
In Glasgow would have gone.
Yes, well, half the audience in Liverpool almost went
as
well.
That's right, the Everton fans.
Yeah, they went for the two divided cities to sing You'll Never Walk Alone.
They wouldn't have liked that.
No,
I'm with you, Katie Mack. I didn't think. See, last year we were lulled into this false sense of this is brilliant because the UK were second, and it was Sam Ryder, and it was just there was something special about it. Which this year, I don't know.
That's how they keep you interested.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it. Mm. I did really enjoy it. But,
well, but yeah, but you love Eurovision. The highest ratings ever in the history of the programme.
Really?
There's 11.5 million people watched it. That's a lot.
I think that's because it's in Liverpool because we done well last year. We wanted to see again.
A bit of both. It's on the rise for sure.
Yeah.
See, 10 years ago, if somebody said to me that 11 million people would be watching Eurovision, I said no.
And that's just in the UK.
Yeah.
I think it's over 130 million across the whole of Europe.
Do you know anybody in Australia who watched it?
No. It's the middle of the night for us. We're not staying up.
Do they even know? I mean, what? Eurovision.
They were saying
Eurovision, Australia.
They were saying at one point, I think it was 3 in the morning in one of the time zones. It might have been Perth, actually.
I did that once as a kid and never again. Because I was like, what, for what Eurovision?
Did you still
watching?
Have to watch it?
Yeah, Mum went, oh, watch Eurovision. I watched it and went, what even? I can't
what
even
is
understand this.
This.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
They let the rest of the world vote in this one as well. You could vote from wherever you were, yeah. So the audience vote included the vote from the rest of the world. If you're in America, Canada, Colombia. If you're watching it in Colombia, you could have voted as well for your...
Right. A lot of votes from Colombia.
At that time, they won.
I don't think so.
Robin Galloway still takes on a podcast. Sadly.
Check Safari, intern Gary. Yeah!
Intern Gary has been scouring the internet for a topical news story. He's going to try and outfox us now here on Pure Radio with some sound effects, and we've got to guess the stories.
So. Yes.
Play along at home or wherever you are. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go for it.
God save the king!
God save the king. So let's hear that again. So God save the king. Is that somebody slurping on something?
Let's, God save the king!
Darth Vader?
Oh, is it Darth Vader?
No.
Darth Vader is going to swear allegiance to the king.
I'm actually surprised you're not picking up that middle bit.
Is so it? It sounds like a... Breathing
no.
in?
No.
Is it breathing in, or is it somebody sucking something through a straw?
Think of
the bagpipes instead of blowing them.
Very relevant to this month specifically.
What month
something
is it?
That's happened in
May.
This month.
May. Coronation.
Well it's obviously the coronation the of something, king. Isn't it? So God save
the
so.
God save the king!
Yeah.
Well, what's that middle bit?
Oh, I know what it
oh,
is.
Oh, do you?
It's the stone. Isn't
oh,
it? Dragging
oh, is that the stone of destiny being moved? Is it coming back?
It's back already.
Oh, it's back, is it?
Yeah, it's back in Edinburgh Castle. So they brought it back under very tight security a few days ago.
Oh.
They don't want to say when, so people don't pick up on what the security
was it
like.
Hermes that delivered it?
No, because then it wouldn't have arrived.
Just to let you know, we've dropped off your stone.
Oh, wrong castle.
It's in the wheelie bin.
Yes. But no, so they brought it back after a few weeks on view. Down in England,
right,
and it's back in its rightful home in Edinburgh Castle.
Wow.
Ready for the public to see and awaiting transport to a new museum opening up in Perth in 2024.
Oh, is it going to do a tour?
No, it's just going to go to this new museum in Perth.
I should know this, but I don't. When you go to Edinburgh Castle, can you see it up close and personal, or would it be better to wait and go to Perth?
I think you can see it up close and personal.
Right.
I think it's on display, but maybe in this new Perth one, it's going to be more prominent.
Just wondering how, what does it weigh? Because this will be a good challenge for intern Gary to go to B&Q and get something that looks similar to the Stone of Destiny and steal the Stone of Destiny.
Replace it with the similar one.
Well, there's a movie called The Stone of Destiny.
Right.
Replace it with the DVD so people go to see The Stone of Destiny. It's just this DVD.
Was that expecting a stone? It was just a film. Okay. Pure Radio Scotland, Robin Galloway Breakfast Show. It's just me and intern Gary because I think Oz Garabek is gone.
Sorry.
She's just walked out.
I thought I had more time than that.
For sake.
The coffee machine's so slow out there.
You're right there. You having some coffee?
Yeah.
So she came running back in with the coffee and was like, sorry.
I don't know.
I can smell that. That smells good.
It is good, isn't it? Nice. Would you like one? I'll just
I think
pop
I might
out.
I have one.
Yeah, I've not actually had one yet either.
Go for one.
Yeah.
Well, you guys go and I'll wait here.
I don't normally have coffee.
No, you don't, do
no,
you?
No, I'm tea. I've had a tea already. What is that?
This is a.
Is it a black coffee?
I bought the pods for the Nespresso machine that we've got in there.
Is that milky coffee or just.
Oat milk.
Oh.
We've got oat milk. Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
I brought in a coffee machine for everyone to use.
Yeah, no, I was on holiday when this happened.
Yes, so Rebecca has brought in pods for the different coffee machine and is using the different one.
Oh.
Specifically not
them.
Using mine.
Right.
Yeah.
You just take what you can get at work. It's not the best coffee, but it'll do.
Do you feel let down?
A wee bit, yeah. Mm. Me and Alana buy the pods, so it would have been free coffee for her. But
sorry, Gary.
Well, I asked the company, I said, the Pure Radio Paymaster General, I said, can we have free pods? Sorry, unfortunately, they're the wrong pods and they don't comply with the net zero policy, carbon neutral.
Because it's all plastic,
really?
So
too plastic.
Use a pod and then you throw it out. You're creating excess waste.
So I found a £7,000 coffee machine that grinds its own beans.
Perfect.
And it's coming next week.
Yeah.
We interrupt Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast for this week's Bit in the Middle with intern Gary, who's got an idea.
Yeah, I was thinking. So we've been doing our Beyonce competition all week because
come
Beyonce.
Come on, for Beyonce.
It's tomorrow night, actually.
Well, it depends when you're listening.
Well, yeah, but
if you're listening on Sunday, it was last night.
We just refer to this when we publish it, which is Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
So we were doing that competition. So that's finished now. I was thinking, what else could we do? And we had a wee idea in the office the other day. What if we give away a funeral package?
Right.
How nice would that be? as a parting gift to our listeners, we'll cover your funeral costs.
The radio station's dying on its arse, so we thought we'd give away a funeral.
Yeah, but they are pretty expensive.
I don't know that. I don't know why.
Yeah, I know.
So who would this be aimed at then? What's the target audience?
Anyone.
Here?
Well,
old
everyone,
people?
Everyone dies, so anyone, really. Everyone's
people with
eligible.
A terminal illness.
A frank.
Well, yeah, you get a higher... You get two entries.
Right.
If you got a terminal illness.
A very frank admission there from Rebecca. Everyone what? Dies.
Well, it's true.
Yeah. It's true, yeah, but it
does happen. Anyone can win the competition for anyone.
It is expensive. What I mean, Google now, what is the average cost of a funeral?
Depends how big you want it, I guess, doesn't it?
I was talking to Tracy, my wife, the other day about this, and she wants one of those baskets.
Oh, is that the wicker ones?
Yeah.
I've seen those.
Like,
they're quite nice.
I don't like that.
Don't you?
Apparently they're environmentally friendly as well.
Oh. The average funeral cost has actually dropped £100 between 2022 and 2021.
Why?
I'm not sure.
Because there was no funerals. Because
right
of COVID.
It's an average in 2022 as £3,953. It's in a burial is $4,794. Cremation is
all right, so it's a big price.
Okay, so this is good.
It's a good price.
Direct cremation is an option. What's the difference?
Direct. They come around with a Bunsen burner and do you in your open. Own house.
Yeah, so I was thinking we could do that as a wee competition, but we need to figure out the T's and C's, obviously. That's kind of Rebecca's
it's
good
actually
at.
Not as expensive as what I thought. So you could do, like, you and three friends.
You and three friends. Okay.
Maybe not family.
But what? You're not going to die at the same time. Your whole family.
No. Well, you might.
God forbid. You don't want them to be wiped out.
But you have to claim it yourself. Oh, you can't work then if you've claimed it yourself.
I don't know how
sorry,
that's...
you have to message
you've got,
in.
You've got to claim it yourself
yeah.
once you've died. Right.
Must be redeemed within 6 months.
Well, yeah, that's the... so that's only going to be terminal illness then?
Yeah, I guess so.
It cannot be natural causes. It has to be suspicious circumstances.
Suspicious circumstances. But then you're going to encourage people to commit murder. That's not good.
Actually, no, I think a member of staff should test out this prize before.
We've sent Intern Gary to try out the funeral care plan.
So, are you in position, Intern Gary?
Well, I'm in here now.
Okay, gentlemen, start your engines.
And we can go eat all the sandwiches and go, this is great.
Once it's finished.
He was such a good guy, I loved him.
Once it's finished.
I'm not dead.
I go, right, perfect, take me back up. So that's not part of the package.
Too
part of the
now.
Package isn't to dig you back up, it's only to bury you. You're stuck there, I'm afraid.
There, that is a good point, though. Would you throw in the wake as well? Would catering be part of
is
this?
That part
I think so. Yeah, I reckon.
No.
Don't you think? Jeez,
no.
Is it not?
No, the funeral's the burial part, isn't it?
And,
what you do afterwards is up to you.
And all you need to do to enter is tell us your what favourite, well, not favourite, but what is your funeral song?
Yeah.
So what's the one that's going to be?
Yeah.
James
Highway
Blunt,
to hell.
Goodbye, my lover.
Highway to Hell's good.
Mm-hmm.
Tramps, Burn, Baby, Burn.
Oh, that's a good
Disco
one.
Inferno.
Uh-huh.
You're going for some jokey one. I was going for Goodbye, My Lover. Is it James Blunt?
Oh, would you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nah, I was thinking for my funeral, I want it to be funny. I want people to, like, slag me off, you know? Like, I'd like you to stand up and, like, to be fair.
I think there's no chance of me being at your funeral. You do realise that. There's more chance of you being at mine.
No,
both of you,
think,
in fact. In fact, also go to Rebecca.
Would you come back to
Yeah, I was
Scotland?
Just going
to
say. So if
who's?
Any of the
Rob?
Team died.
Yeah, anyone.
I'd say within like 2 years, maybe.
What?
As soon as it hits 2 years, about like,
is there a pecking
more.
Order of whose funeral you would attend? Alana, you'd come back for
I'd
that
come
one.
Back for Alana's.
Okay, mine.
I'd probably come back for yours.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think McKellie? It would be really nice. Oh, McCully's. Yeah.
Oh right.
He's nice.
Ross
no
Turnbull.
Maybe.
But he doesn't listen
it
to the
depends
podcast.
How
it's
long. Right. How long I have like spoken to this person?
What about me?
Yeah, maybe.
Can
you send a link, you know, and I like watch it online?
Lynn Hogan. Lynn Hogan has sadly passed away. So
I think she'd put on a great funeral. Lynn.
She would.
She'd have great food.
She would want to DJ her own funeral.
she would rise back up.
She'd like
be
a phoenix.
Chatting away, wouldn't she? She can talk.
Who's got a title for this game? What's it called?
Cremate My Mate.
Cremate My Mate. That's a one. Boom.
And you nominate your friend. Who'd you like to die?
No,
maybe not to die.
No. I wasn't expecting that.
Neither was he. Okay, shall we continue with Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast?
Been cancelled.
Oh, no.
Robin Galloway Takes on a Podcast. Yes, it's still going. You're the one listening. No, me. I'm just pre-recorded. Pre-recorded. Recorded. Pre-recorded.
Pure Video.
Now it's time for the RT 5 to 3, put together by Ross Turnbull, who's in for Fraser Thompson. Normally FT 5-3. It works in the same way, I think. Ready to play, guys?
Yep.
Always ready.
Okay, so you've got that five second gap to shout out the answers. Here we go.
Five questions, 5 seconds to shout the answers. One massive chance to look like an idiot.
Pure Radio.
Here we go then. Question number one. Which member of One Direction had a UK number one hit with his debut solo single, Sign of the Times?
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles.
Yeah, that's quite easy. Confident.
If you said Zayn Malik or Niall Horan, you were wrong. It was Harry Styles.
Harry
Question
Styles.
Number two. What is the name given to a traditional Japanese hostess and entertainer?
Geisha girl.
Geisha girl.
Yeah.
It's a geisha, of course. Question number three. Which board game has original game pieces, including a wheelbarrow, an iron, and a race car?
Monopoly,
not Cluedo.
Cluedo. It was Robin Cannon.
It's a game that goes on for hours. It's Monopoly. Question number four. In the children's nursery rhyme, Hey Diddle Diddle, which animal jumped over the moon?
Cow.
Yes.
Yep.
Cow jumped over the moon. These are good. I like these. Easy.
It was the cow. The cow jumped over the moon. Look, you're all singing it in your head now, aren't you?
No.
And question five. According to Greek mythology, a box containing all manner of misery and evil belonged to who?
Pandora. Pandora's box.
Yeah,
definitely.
It was Pandora.
Yes.
I never opened Pandora's box.
No.
Did you get a five?
Thank you, wow. Ross Turnbull, for making those questions super easy. That was five. What?
The wheelbarrow.
Oh, yeah.
You think Professor Green killed someone in the basement?
In the library with a wheelbarrow.
Very subtle of him.
The iron as well. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that was.
Take away the lead pipe.
Yeah,
and replace it with an iron. Professor Plum smacking somebody with an iron.
The iron's from the Home Alone edition of Cluedo. Kevin with the iron on the staircase.
Brilliant. Okay, that was the RT 5-3. Well done if you got five. Let us know. Okay, so intern Gary's girlfriend Georgia. We'll mention her for ages. How is she? She okay? She's
yes,
listening.
She's all right.
Tuned in right now.
She may be actually. Yeah.
She may be.
I'm not sure. Hi, Georgia. If you like,
we'll play her jingle.
There we go.
It's a little jingle there for her.
I can't not say her name without going Georgia.
Georgia. So you have now. You're in possession of a voice note that was sent through by. And it's from last night, I think.
Yeah, she was watching TV and I fell asleep early, and she decided to record.
So this is not even you in the bedroom. This
what?
Is you. Oh, were you watching TV in bed?
Yeah, I was lying in bed. Yeah. So right. She was watching TV, I was asleep.
Right.
And yeah, this is what she recorded.
Jesus. Wow.
Is that you? TV in the background.
Is that you?
That's me, yeah.
It's like a train.
Enter Gary.
This goes on for about 30 seconds.
Good one, George. I like that. Thanks. Any other noises, please send them in.
Did she wake you up and say stop it, or she just let you go like that?
No, so I woke up and she was like, oh, how's your little nap? And I was like, oh, I haven't slept yet. And she's like, yeah. No, I mean, when you fall asleep, you don't know you've slept. You think you're just, I was like, I've not slept. And she went, you were snoring. I went, no, I wasn't. I was like, I've not even been asleep yet. I've been listening to the TV. She's like, you were snoring so loudly. She went, check your phone. And I went, okay. And I rolled over and then fell back asleep before I could check my phone.
Jeez, if you did that next to me, just a sweet.
Yeah, now, so you actually packed somebody in because they snored. In fact, is it not a prerequisite that if you want to date Aussie girl Rebecca, not that she's looking to date because she's perfectly happy with Scottish Fraser.
Yes.
You would just say no, sorry.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Snoring is a non-negotiable. But do not snore.
How long?
Everybody snores.
No,
how long
don't.
Did it take till you find out? Because
huh?
You could be dating someone for 3 months before you find
correct.
Out, realise they're snoring.
We can have a little sleepover.
Is that what you do?
That's what it's for.
That's what she says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to do a snoring test tonight. If that's
yeah,
okay.
I'd like to sleep with you, but not in that way.
Someone's like, after a first date, do you want to come back to mine for the night? And they're like, oh, okay. And you're like, no, not for that. I just want to hear if you snore or not.
That's right.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly. This Aussie girl, Rebecca, she invited me back to her place and made me sleep.
You wake up at 3 a.m. and she's sitting in a seat just like, keep going, you're doing well. Come on.
But here's the thing, though. But Fraser, who you're with, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Fraser, as you get older, there is more chance of you snoring. So what happens? You've been with a guy for 20 years.
You can get that surgery, can't you?
No. I don't think there's anything.
Find a solution.
My dad snores badly and my mum's tried everything.
Yeah, that's... honestly, look at her face.
Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, my mum's in the spare room on the floor.
What?
She goes through the spare room. She got a wee sort of like...
That's your dad, Gordon, kicking around the bed.
She got a wee like... sort of like futon thing. It's a wee sort of thin mattress she lies on the spare bedroom floor.
I tried these nose clips and things before.
Oh, did it work?
No.
You tried the
Nothing
rings?
Works.
Maybe you need to tape your mouth shut. Is it your mouth?
You can get rings as well, which apparently do pressure points on your finger, which stop it. Didn't work for my dad.
Yeah, no, I have heard about that as well.
Yeah, tape your mouth shut.
You tape up your mouth.
Yeah.
And if that doesn't work, you then tape up the nose.
That's what
I do. A pillow over
and
the
then
face.
He's dead, but it stopped his snoring.
Age.
Yes, what's my age? That's the question that we're about to ask. Three questions each, and it's to Donna. Listener Donna is coming on today. Okay. Hi, Donna. Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
See, Donna sounds great. That's very good. Who wants to go first with the questions?
Not me, please.
Okay.
Oh, do you want me to go first?
You go first.
If you like. Okay. Yeah.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Gary.
What was your favourite TV show growing up as a child?
That would have to have been Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. I still like Tom and Jerry. That's now.
I was a fan of Tom and Jerry. Yeah. Grown up as well.
Me too. Yeah. Tables. Okay, I'll go next. Donna, who was your first crush? Like celebrity crush?
Well, I would have to say Donny Osmond.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know.
Intern Gary has no idea who Donny Osmond is. Still touring, by the way.
Is he?
Still touring.
I'm going to ask Donna. Uh-huh. Donna, how long have you had your license for?
Oh, your driving
which license?
Yes. Your
which license?
Well, your driver's license.
My driver's license I have had for 30 years.
That's a great question.
That's a very, very good question, that one. But then you don't know how old she was when she passed her
test.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you were growing up, Donna, which clubs and pubs did you go to? Obviously, when it was legal.
Yeah. I didn't do anything up here because I lived in Newcastle at that point.
Oh, you've been busted.
I don't know any of them. In fact, what was the boat that used to be down there? That
Tuxedo Princess.
That's right. Did you go there, Tuxedo Princess?
Oh, many times.
Oh, okay. Is that still there, by the way?
No.
Okay.
What was the first gig you attended?
Oh, my goodness. Steve Miller Band.
Okay. Abracadabra.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
How's it going, Rebecca?
Okay. What was your first type of mobile phone you had? Like, do you remember what?
Oh, like Nokia flip phone.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I genuinely can't remember what I think it might have been a Nokia, but I'd be lying if I told you that was definitely true.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's fine. What was the first song you bought, first single you bought?
That Planter Ma by Plastic Bertram.
Oh, that's used in an ad these days. Okay, Intern Gary, your question. It's your final question.
Yeah. When you were a child growing up, what was like the big Christmas present one of the years? Like what was...
Oh, like the toy, the game.
Yeah. The thing everyone wanted.
Okay.
Goodness me. I don't think there was such a thing when I was growing up.
Oh, wow. Christmas.
You're painting this, but you're getting older by the minute.
I know, I realise that. There wasn't the same marketing thing that I did now.
Because there's a thing at one point, like pet rocks were popular, weren't they?
Pet rocks?
A pet rock. Oh, have you ever heard this?
No.
That was a craze.
I don't remember that.
I bet the parents loved that.
I was just a new school bride. Okay, right, it's time now for the guesses of the age. That's
okay.
Intern Gary.
Going to say 48.
48?
Yes.
Okay, 48. And how's it going, Rebecca?
I was just counting. Right. I'm going to say 50.
Are you?
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wait.
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh no, Donna. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Don't take this the wrong way, Donna, but because of some of the things you've said, I'm going to go 52. Okay, so 52, 48.
Oh, man.
I'm 50.
Oh, she's hung up.
Oh no.
You're all wrong.
We're all wrong. Oh, okay, it's going.
No,
what is it?
Yeah, I'm 55.
55? Oh. Well, you don't sound it. And you definitely don't.
Thank you.
See those little voice notes and things you've left for us before on a Friday? You definitely don't sound that. Not at all.
Oh, thank you.
Not one bit. Do you know what?
I think
the best question out of everybody's was the driving test.
Definitely. Do you know, that's why I was counting and I was
because that pushed it on a little bit.
Yeah, because I was thinking maybe like 18 passing your test.
Was it?
And that's where I came the math from.
That was a good one. 48. I like that. Donna, thanks so much. That was great fun.
No problem at all.
All right, we'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Cheers now.
Thanks, Donna. She's lovely.
Robin Galloway takes on a... you know what it is. You chose to listen. Why am I here?
You said to me today, this Friday, you want to deep fat fry a Kellogg's Pop-Tart.
Yeah. So I was talking about this the other week to, I think it was to Alana, about how I've never had a Pop-Tart before and I was considering getting some. And I was in the shops the other day and I saw them. So I picked up the, it's a hot fudge sundae Pop-Tart. And then I thought, well...
Deep fried?
Deep fried, yeah.
You haven't had one yet, though.
I've not had one yet. No, I've not tried it yet. So what I need to do is I need to try one undeep fried and then I need to try it deep fried. But yeah.
These things are, you know, when you put them in the toaster and they come out and they're like molten lava.
Yeah. I've heard this.
So hot.
Yeah, you've got to be careful because it's...
Oh, very hot.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They're more of a dessert than a breakfast, I would say.
Well, I don't know. I think Americans have them as a breakfast, don't they?
Wow.
So did you buy them for specifically for Deep Fat Friday or you thought, oh, I like the look of these?
No, I thought, I've never tried them. I'm going to get some and give them a go, see what they're like.
Concerned at your diet.
Deep fry it.
As your dad, as your radio dad.
Thank you.
I am worried.
Well, I've been eating healthily recently. I've been having fruit.
Well, yesterday I saw you yesterday, remember? Yesterday you had two chicken sandwiches and a whole thing of mango.
Yes, I love mango. You know, I actually had another tub of mango last night as well before the cinema.
And mango, you said, I hope this is one of my five a day. I think that's five of your five a day.
Yeah, you should be all right.
It's great. It's hurting my stomach a bit though. Maybe I'm eating too much mango.
It's a lot of fibre.
So we're locking in Pop-Tarts for Friday?
Yeah.
Well, it's happening.
It's me and Ozzy Rebecca, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm not here on Friday.
Yeah.
No. So, will McCully, will he approve?
I think he will.
I think he would approve of that.
McCully's a child. He will love the idea of deep-fried Pop-Tart.
That's why I hired him. Straight out of kindergarten. Young Stuart McCully is never slow in coming forward, is he? So straight in, he was listening to us chatting about him there being a child, and he sent through a voice note.
Yes, I am a child. Yes, I approve of the deep-fried Pop-Tart. It gets a seal of approval.
That's a seal impression.
And just on the subject of me being a child, Robin, do you remember the first time that you proposed I did the breakfast show with Alana and intern Gary, and you said, it better not be, and I quote, Fisher-Price, my first breakfast show. I think we failed spectacularly there.
Well, you're back on this Friday.
What
so
a guy.
You didn't fail that much.
Seal of approval.
You like that, do you?
I did, yeah. I might use that now.
Is that one of your... Can you do... Because you can do the tweeting birds.
Oh, yeah.
You can use... Any more?
Meow. That's Gary the Snail from SpongeBob. Ruff, ruff, ruff.
That's a terrible dog.
It's a dog.
That's a small dog.
Funny time.
Hello.
Hey, Margot. Morning. Robin Galloway at Pure Radio. Got Aussie girl Rebecca and intern Gary here as well. So, Margot, tell us about your friend Susan that you've nominated.
Well, my friend Susan went for an interview. She didn't sleep very well the night before. Got herself up, got organised, dressed and away for the interview. She has a lucky charm that her dad gave her, and if anybody gives her anything and says to her, oh, this is lucky, she always keeps it. So she took this wee lucky charm and she put it in a trouser pocket, but thinking to herself, can't remember these trousers having pockets. Anyway, away she went for the interview, and they get through the interview, went for lunch, and as she was sitting having lunch, she thought, something's really irritating me here at her tummy. So she had a look. She then realised that she had her trousers on back to front.
Oh my God. These pockets are amazing. Never had them before.
It yes, would be fine definitely. If it was for anything else, because it's for a job interview specifically.
And tell me, did she get the job?
She did.
Yeah, lucky trousers.
Yeah.
Well, look, we've got a number for her, so we're going to call her just now and present her with her wee award, if of course it goes through the fanniometer. So
hello,
Hey, Susan, good morning.
Hi.
Robin Galloway at Pure Radio here with your friend Margot on the other line. Does Margot say good morning to Susan?
Good morning, Susan.
There we are, she's there.
Hello, Margot.
And why do you think she would have contacted the show?
I don't know.
Something to do with your trousers being on back to front.
You're a
So we've just heard the story. What a great story.
I should tell you I was at an interview as well.
Oh yeah. And you got the job.
I got the job for caring for people when I can't dress myself.
I didn't know that. That's amazing. Well, look, she's nominated you for Pure Fanny of the Week, and you get your own Pure Fanny mug. But we need to run this through the fannyometer, so we're going to do that right now. And if it goes up high enough, you win the mug. So running it through now. I think it's going to win this one. It's going high. Here we go.
Fanny time.
Yes! Yay! This week's Pure Fanny of the Week, Susan. We've got one more thing to do, Susan. You've got to say those words.
I'm a pure fanny.
Yay! Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Proof that while anyone can do a podcast, not everyone should do a podcast.
Pure Radio.
How's it going? You enjoying this little podcast here, this little poddy waddy? How's it going? Is it going well? Are you laughing along, enjoying what Robin Galloway's got to offer here?
You're finally on it.
I am. Hijacked. And there's nothing you can do about it because he's away.
Yeah. When you were covering for him for the 2 weeks, we weren't allowed to do Robin Galloway takes
sense,
on a podcast. Yes.
McCulley takes over, Robin Galloway takes on a podcast. Doesn't really have a ring to it, does it?
Yes.
But here we are.
This will be a test to see if he listens.
This is majority of it's Robin Galloway, so you're allowed on it.
I'm allowed to swear, am I?
You can say whatever
okay,
you
I'm
want.
Say a big one. Did you bleep them all?
Only the C word, which I disagree
okay,
with.
Okay, I'm going to do it then. Crap.
Oh!
That felt good. It's weird being in the studio and saying swearies.
It's scary, isn't it? Sometimes you forget. Is it a podcast or are we live?
I love it.
Does Robin listen to these back?
Yeah, he does.
He does actually.
So he's going, hi, Robin.
He has no idea. I didn't tell him this.
He's raging at the moment listening to this. At home.
He's going, what is that? What is
on this? Bike.
Just,
bunch of fucking idiots.
Oh, that's weird.
His words, not mine.
Yeah, bunch of fucking idiots. I like the way you said that.
He said, I'm trying to listen to this while tending to the fucking bees.
If you're listening right now and you're going, this is funny. Well done, McCulley, for hijacking the podcast. Give me a wee tweet, at Radio McCulley. Say hello. If you don't like this, fuck off.
What if Robin Galloway doesn't like this?
Fuck you!
Oh, we got fired.
Yeah, now I'm waiting for the WhatsApp text now when this goes out.
I keep going to push a button and there's no point because it's not radio.
Yeah.
It's a podcast. We just keep doing this for as long as we want.
This is terrifying because I've just realised. So Robin is away for a business reason, which means he's driving for a long period of time. He's going to listen to this on the way back.
Oh yeah.
Right, we should say things to soothe them. I don't have nothing.
Robin, you're in the middle lane.
Bees.
Stop bees. Sitting in the middle lane.
You should have taken that left.
The bees are fine. We've checked. The bees are fine.
Bees are making lots of honey.
In 300 yards, take the fourth right. Just in case
fourth
you get sat
right.
Nav. Yeah, and
you come to the right. 300 yards, take the fourth right. Imagine your sat nav was making you count all the exits.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Take the fourth.
Take the third right.
Take the
68
degree
right.
angle to the left. What? It's useless.
And 300 metres for the Americans, that's 400 yards.
Is it? Conversions.
I don't know.
It's about from here to there, way.
Okay.
You've left your mark on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. I've done it now.
A big stain.
A big mark. Big dump from high up. Have that podcast. If I'm not allowed to cover it, I'll cover it in shit.
This is your first ever podcast appearance and this is how you want it to be.
No, it's not at all how I intended to do this. And also, can I just say it was your idea that we did
it
this
was
in
my
the
idea,
first place?
Yeah.
Is this going at the end?
Yeah, this is coming up next, by the way, is Deep Friday.
Okay.
I hope you look forward to that.
That's why I'm here, to introduce Deep Friday.
It wouldn't make any sense if you just appeared on Deep Friday.
I don't want all of this last stuff, including me swearing, which I'd never do. It's very unlike me. I don't want that to be the mark that I've left on the podcast. I would just like to do an impassioned plea for world peace.
How many people do you think listen to this?
Using every platform available to me, except my own show on Pure Radio, I would like to say
The world making a better place.
Are you allowed to sing on a podcast?
How do we turn this off?
For me and for you and the entire human race, there are...
Robin, when I suggested this to McCully, I did say like a 2 or 3 minute bit that was just very funny.
How long has this been going
on? 4:40.
Right.
All right, that's it.
Okay. Here's Deep Friday. Gary's never had a Pop-Tart in his life.
No.
So we popped his Pop-Tart cherry.
It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff. It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff.
What?
It's Deep Fat Friday, we're frying random stuff.
And we go live to the Pure Radio balcony and we feed up this and we say good morning, Aussie Girl Rebecca and intern Gary, who are out by the deep fat fryer. Struggling. Right, so what's going on out there? Can you tell us what we're deep frying first?
So we're deep frying a Pop-Tart and it's been in the toaster, so it's fresh, it's hot, it smells good.
Oh yeah, they always do, don't they?
Yeah, they are really thin though. Do you think this is going to break when we put it in?
Hopefully not. Hopefully it keeps its structural integrity.
Yeah, be gentle with it.
Yeah, there was two, so it comes two in a pack. One of them is a bit cracked, so that's why I've chosen the uncracked one to deep fry.
And what flavour of Pop-Tart?
Hot fudge sundae.
Oh, it's going to be very hot.
Yes.
Extra hot. Okay, let's drop it in.
Okay, here we go. We're looking for a big sizzle.
Oh no, it's breaking a little bit.
No!
I think just gentle, Gary.
It's fully broken in two.
Is it too late to get one that's not been toasted?
You put that one in. I think the batter is too heavy for the Pop-Tart. That's what it is.
It drags on, doesn't it? Because you haven't done it right.
Okay.
Is it broken?
Yeah, I think you put too much batter on it. That's why. Okay, just put that bit in.
Just put that in.
It's okay. Only a little corner came off.
That's fine. Well, okay, look, just a little taste of it, of what could be.
Can you hear this?
On a chip shop menu. Oh, that's a good sizzle today.
It looks very nice.
Is it looking good already?
Yeah, it does look nice because it's so smooth, you know.
How long is it we're going to need to give this?
I have absolutely no idea.
Okay, right. We'll give it a couple of minutes. We'll come back and we're going to taste deep fat fried Pop-Tart hot fudge sundae edition. I'm excited for this. This is a good wee breakfast for Friday. It is hard for people to gauge whether people at home are salivating over what we're deep fat frying or whether they're going, that is disgusting. But I feel like today it's one that people are going to really enjoy. Basically, we've gotten a Pop-Tart, which is the sort of toaster cake thing that is from America, and it's the deep or the hot fudge sundae flavour of it, and we've battered it and put it in a deep fat fryer. Now, I can tell you one of these plates looks better than the other.
We have a selection here. So we've got one that was not pre-toasted.
Which one wasn't pre-toasted?
This one was not pre-toasted.
It doesn't look very good, does it?
It looks very shriveled and sad.
It does, it's a bit floppy.
Yeah, floppy one.
This one was toasted before being deep fried.
Like we...
More golden. Yeah. A bit broken, but it's not too bad. Right. And then we have a normal, undeep-fried, toasted Pop-Tart.
Okay, let's get stuck in about it then. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
And you're going for the untoasted one.
Untoasted, because this is what we recommended, didn't we?
No, we said toasted.
Oh, yeah, we said toasted. Okay, I'll try this one.
Ooh,
it's hot, it's hot.
Oh, that's a squelch.
Yeah, oily.
Is it hot?
Hot,
Is it? For the first time ever, something's cooked in the middle. Okay, interesting. Right, Gary.
Okay, I'm going to go for the.
You're going to go for the pre-toasted one, like me and Beck, the chefs of the building.
Oh, wow, it looks great. Look at it. Crunchy.
This does look good. I think this is going to be crunchy. Don't burn yourself, please. Be careful. Oh, that was a good sound.
Very dry.
Oh, really?
It's a bit dry.
Yeah.
I thought the icing would have come a bit more liquidy. Yeah, I'll have a wee taste.
Okay, you have a little bit.
Right, thank you very much. I'm going to go for this little corner bit here because it looks like it's done perfectly.
I would expect like an oozy centre, but
there is the corner that broke off this, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, nice.
It was a bit quiet.
Oh, it is hot.
It is hot. Yeah. You got to do that.
It's gone a bit donut-y.
Yeah.
It's got like a donut type feel to it. It's a bit dry. But look, there's the icing and stuff like that in the middle of that.
Oh, well,
bit. But it's not bad. I'm going to give it 6.5.
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 7.
Yeah, I'd give it a 6.
7. 7, I'd be happy with 7.
Yeah.
It's not a complete failure. It's just a bit soggy. I wonder how we could get that to stay a bit more solid. I say that's an absolute win today. And sorry, I'm speaking with my mouth full. I know.